Ian Blessed at Moseley FC. I'm here with Guildford City defender Ray Guildford. You must be very pleased with the overall performance of everyone. I know we lost Benson, but a bit unlucky, I thought, but we win the game.
Delighted with the results, to be honest. I mean, looking at it, they're running high at the top of the league. Ant Hall drops out last minute, no keeper. I mean, Anthony Baker goes in, does an unbelievable job. Backs against the wall really from the start, and then kick off like that. Two quick goals, put on a back foot. They obviously underestimated us, looking at the table only, but we've been a bit unlucky this season. Just delighted, all the boys are buzzing right now. And no, it's a really good team effort, really. Everyone put a stock in, even 3-0 up at half time. I think we deserve to be 3-0 up at half time as well. I mean, they had a couple of chances, but we were awesome counter attacking going forward in that. Then second half, obviously Baxter was going to be in a warm. I mean, they're a good side. They've got some decent forwards, got good attacking players, scored the most goals in the league. They were always going to come back at us second half, and obviously losing Penson quite early in the second half wasn't ideal. But I thought we adapted quite well. We switched around the defence quite well. Everyone's putting shift, and we just battled in there. I mean, we held them out. I think we held them out for, it was really key to hold them out for the last 20 minutes before they scored the first. I never really saw them actually get into the draw, to be honest. So I think, yeah, like you said, everyone's just delighted with the result, and we'll kick on from here.
I don't want to be derogatory against Molesey, but I thought 3-2 even flattered them, in my opinion. And I think it continued the hard work we did on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, if you look, there's two good performances now. I mean, we've had our chances second half. I mean, Carlton's ran the keeper twice, well, and they cleared it off the line twice, so we could have buried them, really. I mean, we weren't fortunate, but like, obviously the game was boiling over a little bit after Pence got sent off, and their players gone and done us a little bit of a favour diving in like that, bring it back. Obviously, they're a good team, they're going to come forward, and we're going to be under pressure, especially after recent results and losing goals late on and that. But I thought the team stood solid, and we was really good today. Yeah, really pleased.
I mean, Tuesday, I thought you played really well on Tuesday, but you didn't get the result you wanted, but it was kind of a base, and you've kind of gone on from that. Do you feel that kind of this is, well, I don't want to say a start of anything, but is this something that you can base what's going to go on from the future now?
Well, I think looking around now, if you look at the actual team that started today, there's not going to be too much. Like, obviously we got a squad, but if you look at the first starting 11, we're not going to too much deteriorate from that, and we haven't really had a settled squad for, I mean, it's coming into November now, so that's like 3 months of the season. But now I think we've got a settled squad. We brought a couple of good players in. I mean, Carlton coming back, we've got a real threat up front now with Stephen Carlton. People don't really know how to defend against that, so now I think we can push forward with this team and hopefully start moving up the league.
Thanks very much, Ray. Thank you very much for your thoughts.
Thank you.